Shusavi Mari. Holding the parak Hashoyel, the Sikha of Goyrel, making lots of raffles on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We have the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Ches and Beis. The Mishnah says, Mapas Odom in Bonavim, they base al Shulchan. Person can do on the table, have lots of girls with his family. However, Bavashi is Kam Lassim Monagdola Kneg Monagtano. Can have a big piece versus a small piece, has to be something that's Shavo. The Gemara says, that this Indian that's being matter is only in Bnei Beisai. Have a Vim Acher Loi, with others, no. I'll come out, the Mishabruo, Magarvom, Apitoisus, the three different Gedarim over here, three levels. There's a Bnei Beisai, that's the most Kuldik. Next level is Acherim, Yushchenim over here. And third level is Bnei Chaburo, people of a Machbid, the most Chomerdik. Now, this Isser, why is also for to make a Gerul? So Gemara is very clear in the gate of Bnei Chaburo. The reason is, can it come today, Mido, to the case of Mishkol, the case of Minyan, Biloiva, Peroyan. The question is, why is there an Isser girl negated to other people? What's the slave behind it? So again, so we have three levels. Negetu, Bnei Chabura, was very clear what the Isser is. Why is it Osir from Bnei Beisai, what's Gdol vs. Ketano, or Achim Shechenim?
That does not include Achabura. Achabura and Makbid each other. We love each other.
The only thing we're Makbid about is people talking up during Chabura. We found that out on Thursday, right? It was very clear. So, came along. So, the reason why it's also coming the Rambam, the Perchov Gimel, brings down to do Bimapis, make a lot, to also name Mekachu Memkar. Looks like the act of buying and selling, making deals over here, that's how the Mishnah wants to come to Chobay, to bring down Pili Rambam, is coming to Mekachu Memkar. Again, when we read the Sugya, the Rishash points out, does not work out that well. Because that's how Mishkur brings down the Rambam as Mekhomemkar. One reason. A second reason, the Smak says, when you make lots, you really have a piece of paper that has a person's name, has a number. And for this reason, you have a Gzeiro Hashem Yichtoiv, you might come to write something down. And therefore, for this reason, Kamal Vavush, Tversal Moshnais, the Chayodim Nez Yisrael, the reason why a person cannot make a girl, is that the Gzeiro Hashem Yichtoiv. A third reason, the Mordechai and the Mariel, they bring down the issa of making a girl is Mishum Masachet B'Kuvio. This is having a betting on Shabbos. So again, we have three different reasons, and the El Rab brings down all three. The Rab said we have one reason from the Rambam, Mekhel Memkar. The second reason from the Smak is Shem Yechtov. Third reason is Masachet B'Kuvio. Three different reasons brought down. Now this issa, Kamal Mariel. Sorry? Now, the Mariel, when he brings it down, he says this Isser is not only the get for the soul to make the girl, even for a guy to make the girl, it is also Osir. Even by case of a guy, this far is very simple. It says Eilu Shabbos. Anything that a soul cannot do, even a guy cannot do, as Sugar Mil Nochri. The call is very simple. Even by Isser Abonans, we know that Isser of Mil Nochri. We're saying that Chonim get involved with Tahindig Al Chonim. Can you have a lottery on Shabbos? Can you have the Powerball on Shabbos? Can you go buy a ticket and the lottery is on Shabbos? For who's in the lottery? The guy, that's what I'm all saying, for everybody. Who's in the lottery? Even Yisraelim. So, how in the world can a person play the lottery and only buy the one ticket, because they're doing their shtadlis over here, not buy more than one ticket? One of a bayam is the sugya of a Powerball, as the sugya of Gerulis. So see the Mochon, the Shidrucha has his heter. But the Sefer Chaim L'Chag, in the Sefer Negeret Aloch and L'Chaliko, he discusses over there the sugya of playing Kritloch Kudaimo. So in the end, he gets involved with the sugya of these lotteries. He says, Apichoik, how goes least in America, who wins it is not the person. No one's winning it, it's a number. And whoever walks in with the card with those numbers, he gets it. So in essence, what's winning? That means no person is winning it. This card with this number wins it, and when are you walking in? No one's walking in on Shabbos. If you don't walk in within the next 24 hours or 48 hours with the ticket, it goes into next week's Powerball, and the next week's lottery takes all the money. So in essence, there's no winning or no girl that's happening per se negated to you for the year on Shabbos. Whoever walks in on Sunday with the card, then he might say he gets the money. How do you want to answer to Miyash of the why the Olim can't play the lottery? Now, we have this getter of a lottery or goyul lasa barsa osir. So, what is the definition? How to define it? So, first, come on the bealochon, bring down the chiddush from the Tosefta. He says the isser is dafka to take something and to divide up or to choose. I can choose one thing, you get one thing over another. But let's say someone goes and takes something first. Who gets something that's even the first? There's no Isser. Let me for example, the simple way that the Bialocha being down from the Sefto is, let's say you have a case over here, you want to play a game. People play games on Shabbos, kids, we let them play games. So what do? You roll the dice. Whoever gets the higher number, he goes first. Oh, you just did a lottery. We made lots over here. Whoever wins goes first. No, because one guy has to go first, one person has to go second. We go back and forth. According to Bialocha, that's not a problem. Someone has to pick something first that's not nichol negeder of making a girl over here. However, you read the Bialocha slowly, it sounds like even more than that. Even in a situation when I have two pieces of cake in front of me, two even pieces of cake, no one's going to gain out of it. You make a girl over here who to go pick which piece of cake first, that's also mutter. Since someone has to pick first, someone has to pick second, since one of them is going to go first, whoever wins the girl, the mice is mutter. That means, let's say you have two pieces of cake in front of you and you pick up one and you say, oh, let's make a girl to who's going to win this piece of cake. That mishnah is saying, mice, it's usur. If it's made base, it'll be mutter. But if you same two pieces of cake in front of you and say, someone wins, go pick first, with a shovel, then it's sefto, so there'll be a lachal mice saying, it's a case over here, that's mutter. Now, what does it mean, shove it in the mishnah? So it can be balabatish, for some of the reasons, we give over a cake to kids. They look exactly even, you cup 9 pieces exactly even. And everyone's fighting over different pieces over here. What are they fighting about? They're exactly even. Could be because one guy wants end, one person wants a corner, this is a drop bigger, this is a sprinkle over here. But if you get a shovel over here, when you go to the store and you buy chicken or schnitzel, you go buy pieces that's made already, it's all big the same size, but someone will pick out their piece. You go buy a slice of pizza, I want that slice. It's all the same thing, bigger. That's called get the shovel of a shovel, chura. A top or bottom of a chicken over here. But that mice say, if a tell a person who to pick first, that the Bialocha says the mice is mutter. For you to win, this is the better piece. If you to win this one, well, that's the Mishnah saying over here, that's also less than they basically. So again, one case over here, the mice Nichol Goyal is to make a lot over here, and again, not to choose or to pick a specific thing over here. But Oid, come over there, that Kemoisha brings down the Erzurah. He says also to spin a knife, or what they call today, spinning a bottle. And whatever which way the battle ends or facing a person, that's also nichol neged of a girl. Brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Kuf Hilchos Yontif Ladaf Kalatz. Even spinning a bottle be the same thing. Says it's from the same idea. A person does odd or evens, or head and tails, or rolling dice, or basically someone does rack, scissor, and paper. You have one piece of cake over here. Two kids say over. Let's do rack, scissor, and paper. Whoever wins gets a piece of cake. That looks nichol neged of a girl over here. The same amount, Dana Yontif says another example. So let's say a person, he tells 5 kids in front of them, each kid pick a number. I have a number of mice right now in my mind. You pick a number, anyone closest will get this piece of cake. It's also nichol neged of a girl. That means any way that one person should get something and someone else not, whether it's through lots, whether it's through spinning the bowel, whether it's through head and tails, any way the mice is nichol neged of girl on Shabbos, and will have its klolim over here. We have it. It's kolam. It's getter.
This is because of
Shemay Yavayim. We said already that one of the reasons was kovya. We said 3 different reasons.
So this is not Shemay Yavayim, but it's saying it's one piece.
Again, we said 3 reasons. Now, building upon this, this cause, can a person play dreidel on Shabbos? So, coming this from, they discussed the first, the 2 different ways of playing dreidel, simi bon. There's either the way over here of where everyone gets 10 agrizim, 5 people, everyone puts it in the pot, they play the game over here. At the end of the day, whoever wins the whole entire pot, after Shabbos, he represents money. That avad is also. That's Mechel Memkar, that's Masach Bekuvio, that's not even the question over here. The question is when you play sometimes dreidel, what they call it, bragging rights. Well, Maiso, I won, you lost, bragging rights. I come in the Shemaim, someone on the reason he feels good that he did something, he won something over here. Not clear how it works. People are very proud that they won. They won that Kadosh Baruch Hu picked them, I guess. That's the side over here. Can you do that on Shabbos? So I saw they discussed, we said, in the girl, there's no shiloh. No one won anything over here. That's mamash valueless. Elamai, they discussed, we said, the sugya of mukso. What is a sivivon? Maybe the whole point of a dreidel is to play and to win something out of it. Maybe it's a klish shemalach to l'isser. Come on, the nishma Shabbos, and nishma seisiv and shuvan, and what time is a klish shemalach to l'isser? He said, however, it's mutter, so kufa mekaymai. So while you're playing the game, it's mutter. But between rounds, to spin it for no reason, then one time it does also. no tzarech. Only when you spinning to win, but in between, it's tzarech kufa mekayim is more to this belief tzarech. I said a shani, there is question to Eliashiv, Rav Tzifarim Kodeshani. They say it's a klish shumlach filheter. The chum of pashas, I don't think it's a machlekes. Really depends whose house the drill of mice is in. In an adult area house, a bocha zero, people only adults around, well, why are they taking out a drill to spin it for? To play. A game during the week, usually it's just something, you're playing for something. Children, for some odd reason, they spin, they sell these spinners just for kids to spin. Or people act like kids. I don't know what the gals of these spinners are, but they keep kids busy. For some odd reason, these drills keep kids busy. Well, for them, it's clearly shlach letter. I see Rav Nevinsel on the Kashi Sol, they discuss where the drill exactly is in, whose house. It's a bit ikka made for heter, and economic klish makhla heter. Ikka for iser, a bachum zero, a ketainen klish makhla iser, and economic. They do discuss playing on the floor. The choy have a baya of asher gumois. Choy playing things on the floor like the halacha tzim shalom b'chesiv hey, choy will be a baya on Shabbos. Again, the swarm is not that clear if there's really an iser or not. Fun, mice again, the gate to number one. Sorry?
Wouldn't it be
Netflix
about chess?
Who if you lose? You outside Shabbat? Yeah, if people will lose, there'll be nothing outside on Shabbos.
Gonna lose.
If they can lose.
Someone's gonna lose.
If they feel bitzar. If you feel bitzar, then you can have a nothing by outside on Shabbos. If you feel bitzar. It depends how the person who brags, depends how he brags about it. No, again, bragging wise, I don't know any answer. Perilous, no problem. No, to win that? So some to win something, that's also my Kamemchar. I ask kids who flip cards, what are they doing on Shabbos? So the mice, they flip and they win these cards. So the first of all, that's also on Shabbos. They're not allowed to.
Why is it not
spend the week? Could be. No, that's also another question. But the mice on Shabbos, what they're doing, so the kids are the Chachamim, they know already. No, we give it to him on during the week, but hold on to after Shabbos. After Shabbos, I'm machted to them. That's like he's telling me. After Shabbos, I'm machted.
It's not a server of
the when it's Shabbat, we'll get to why. We'll have to get to the case. We didn't define yet.
Any chance now, it would be Nechlin?
Nechlin what? Tsar? Yes. If you but Tsar, chance came should not be Nechlin Tsar, but some people feel very offended when they lose dreidel. Or anything, even drill is not even their own chokhmah, just no purely chance. And still, they feel offended they lost dreidel. Fine. Mice number one went through the Yisrael Shavoy, number two went through the Gedder Shavoy. Number three, now we have three levels over here. Again, we have Mishulam Magavram coming up in place over here. We have Bnei Beisoy, we have Rechem, and we have a case over here of Bnei Chaburo. First, Bnei Beisoy, Mice again, we have a case the Mishnah says when Shavo, Mitzal Sugyo of people break dividing things evenly between kids should not be a case of kinovir, but mice and smotter. Now, they do discuss what exactly is Bnei Beisoy. So one sefer, Master Shabbos, discusses is Ishtoi Nichol and Gedda Bnei Beisoy. Clarity is Nisha's topic. So as I know, there's Gemara on Shabbos on Kofi Ches on Beis. The Gemara says that the Beisi says Ishti is Beisi. That's an example of what Beisi is Ishti. So I think about Nichol and Gedda Bnei Beisoy. But Maisa, there is a sheet of the round that brings down to many Yonah, so they want to tie that this whole entire loch is dafka and cannot do the girl before Shabbos, the piece of cake before Shabbos. If you could have, Maisa, you won't have this head to drink Shabbos b'shavah. Maisa, the loin material that brought down by the price can not make a chilk over here. Once you Shabbos b'shavah, the Maisa, it's smut over here. It should not be a problem. Now again, the why it's smut, the Gemara is very clear. Because be'etzem, who owns everything? The father. Just like the father, can he give from his right hand to his left hand? Yeah. So his kids are just extension of him. L'chol, there's no iser. If so, Frank the Gemara, once you have a Bidom around that says you have a right to be loyva to Mnei Beisoy, in the case of Ribbis, in essence, you're not lending to anybody. You're lending from right hand to your left hand. If so, why should it make a difference whether it's one gedolah versus one ktano? What's different is the two pieces of cake that are shava? One's bigger than the other. What's different is one's a case of ice cream versus a case of cake? What's the chilik over here? So it's the Gemara, Echanami, Chesur, Mechsav, Achiktani, there is no difference. Monik Dela versus Monik Tanala, Maisa is what over here. Just like a person understands that he had a piece of cake upon himself and make a girl to himself, Maisa is Mutter. I mean, sometimes people will have two pieces of cake. As a diet, which one's the Shalash Shudas? Which one's this meal? It's Mutter. Or the bigger one now or later, right? People make their own deals with themselves, the girls themselves. Everyone stands, no chilik whether it's Shavu or one bigger than the other. Same thing in the Gaitic kids, there's no difference. That's the pasha of the maskona, the sugar that comes out. Just like to yourself, you can make your own girl to yourself. No one asks her, a girl to yourself, make a deal with yourself. Instead of diet, if I do this, or instead of I do this, I'll learn an extra hour, get this piece of cake, whatever deals you want to make yourself with my supporter. Same thing to get to your kids. Question now is, do we pass on this Gemara's maskona? The challenge is, because we have Gemara, but Matzia, and Afayin, hey, the Gemara says, that's true that there should be a sroviya to let the kid to ribbis, the mice should be mortar. However, dimo usla misrach. The Gemara sounds like the maskana, we do not hold this way. At the end of the day, you let the kids ribbis, they'll taste ribbis, and they'll enjoy the ribbis, and therefore end up lending the ribbis. So the question is, do we hold this idea over here that you have a right to lend the kid to ribbis or not? Therefore, nachmino b, do we pass on this sugya over here that a monarch doyle versus a monarch kana is also mortar? So number one, first we have a Rambam, it's very clear, that goes like in Moz Maskono. That means that Gam, the Mishnah says over here, that only Shav Vashavo, came along the Rambam, we pass it, even one of the Dervis, one of the Kanalamites, his mutter, brought down by Rav Yushainim, the Smag, Balamor, Ben Ruchel, Rav Yo, the Ran, Magamishna, Azura, Va'id. I said, Hashem, come along the Rajman says, we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, about Matzio, that's true, what's the reason why the Gemara had a Havamir to lend you to the Rebis? What's the point? We want you to lend the kid a ribbis, so when you lend him, he'll feel the sting when he has to pay back. The Gami's paying back with your money, everything is yours. He'll feel the sting. When he gets older, he won't lend the ribbis. But some kids will feel the geschmack out of it, the gain of it for Kurt, and they feel they won't lend the ribbis. That means what's happening is the kid will gain not to lend the ribbis. Well, Moscow is not that way. If so, the same idea will be by over here. Monik Dervis, Monik Tano. And therefore, the Rashba says we do not pass him like a Yehudah Rav. We pass him, if I get, like the Mishnah, only Shav V'Shav the Maisa's Mutter. The Ilum read the Torah. The Torah is very simple. He read like the Mishnah. The Loch is only Shav V'Shav the Maisa's Mutter. The Rif, the Raiva, the Rosh, it's Macholik exactly what they hold over here. It's not that clear. The Locho, we have Mechaber. The Rav brings down two different Shitas. He has a Stam V'Yesh. I remember Stam the Maisa's coming to be Machmer like the Torah. The only Shav V'Shav. So that means the Mechaber is being Machmer. Shabbos Shabbos is mutter. Have a monik dolev as monik tana. The ma'aseh is osur. I said Hashem, the Ilum read the Taz over here, and the ma'aseh is being mekel. He disagrees. What maskal the ma'aseh wants to say it's mutter over here, and what time the gemara mitzvah is not in the gerta house to give here. Shulchan seshitim. Ma'aseh the swam seem to go like the mechaber. The levush went like the mechaber. Stam v'yishemim the bach or Shabbos kavachar. They seem to go like the mechaber. Loch ma'aseh, there is still can be a reason that a person will be to be machmer and say shav b'shav is mutter, among dovah is monik tana, ma'aseh is osur. The question over here is, we pass can forget, we do not pass for we do marav. The loch is, do not lend your kid ribbis. The gamut's to your money, the gamut's paying you back, the gamut's to your right hand, to your left hand, ma'aseh by ribbis, we do not pass this way. So what's the svatim echal between the case of monik dovah is monik tana versus the case of your ribbis? So one way to answer, come along the Magen Mishnah, he wants Mechab to the case of Ribbis that's Zeraiso, which is Mesachah B'Kuvi that's case to Rabbonim. The Vosha, the Teres, three, they bring it down that way. But the way the Taz says, let's analyze exactly what the Gemara says. I mean, the simple reading of the Gemara is, you're lending your child be Ribbis, he has to pay back, and he feels this thing over here. And the Gemara answers back, we do not pass that way, Dumo Aslam Misrach. Says the Taz, that's not the case of the Gemara. The case is the other way around. Where you're borrowing from your child Beribis. And therefore you have to pay back to your kid Beribis. He's gaining out of it. And we're trying to teach the kid to feel the geschmack out of Ribbis. Why? So when we get older, he'll lend to Goyim. A lot of that can lend to Yid. He'll have taste the geschmack out of making money. For this reason, for Dorah's Klai Yisrael has always been bankers over here. Feel the geschmack out of lend Goyim money. And then they make money out of it. Why? Because sometimes when people lend to Goyim, they get so geschmack to lend to Yidden also. That's how it goes. The other way around. He said, if that's the side over here, the whole thing is you have kavono to miracle them, to join the ribbis, to enjoy it. Here, said the Taz, there's no kavono. There's no kavono to enjoy the concept over here. Stop, you want a big piece, small piece, one over another. It's not going to miracle them. It's not much over here. Therefore, the Svar, the Oslam Misrach does not apply over here. Only apply to that case of ribbis. So again, we have two Svaras. Why? Not to apply the concept of Duma Aslam Misrach Negeit over here. And for this reason, Loch Lamaisah, because the Pesach can say, when Shavo, Beshavo, it's Mutter, by the case of Bnei Beisai, of Monik Dilav, it's Monik Tan Lamaisah, will not come to be Mekel. Now, once we have the head of Bnei Beisai, the parents of their children, what about the own one of the kids by themselves, the own Bnei Beisai? So come on the Mishnah Berurah, brings out the Magen Avraham, when it's Kedoylo versus Ketano, Avad it's also. Even the basin is also. It says, what happened in the case when it's one of Shavuos? You have two brothers, then the one divides things up, and the Shavuos over here. So the Sharetin brings down, it sounds like, it says the Sharetin, the Maisa should be Mutter. And the Maisa, what should be Mutter for? So there is a Mnera Torah, the Maisa asks it. He said, the Maisa, why it sounds that way? Because maybe they're not Machbit. They make a lot, one with another, two brothers, not that Machbit. Could be depends what type of brothers you have, what type of relationships you have with siblings. But again, here's a sound over here. Maybe Shava Shava is also mutter with two achim. So Maisa came out and again to the first level of Bnei Beis Toi. Number one, we paskin Shava is mutter. That's clear. That's the Mishnah. Kedoylo versus Ketano. Beikar we do not paskin the Taz. Chorosin Maisa is osir. The get to your own objects, which Kedoylo versus Ketano is osir. You can start clearing what's a locha when two things are Shava. Next level, second level, according to Tosfos, again, another case of Acherim. Acherim basically are your neighbors. Neighbors. People are Machbid, but they're neighbors. The tendency is not to borrow back and forth. The tendency is not to make lots one with another. The Locha in this case, Kamal the Magavram, Asai here in Ilkos Yontiv, says the Mishnah over here in Ilkos Yontiv, the Maisa by girl, the Maisa is also even Shavu B'Shavu. There is no head, even in case of Shavu over here. Again, what's the reason? Even called Shami Yichtoiv, Makomenko, or Masacha Bekovio. The question now is, let's take a Mechalik without a girl. And Maisa, there are being a case over here, there are Mach one upon another. Come on to Mishabu and the Kot Shemagavram, even though Api Cheshman Shemo, you might come on to Aser, to the end of the day, without a girl, the Maisa Tzmutter. Says to be a Locha, what exactly is the reason? Because that will not Gezer, Shein Dovah Zem Motle Eslan Tomid. Since you're not always by them, it's not a constant thing to be by your neighbors, by your achayim, by the shechayim over here. This reason, to mechalk with any girl, the maisat smutter. That means, again, you have a neighbor over here, you want to divide things up. Apichesh, we start making gzeres, maybe. And then they know, the maisat can divide things up, whether shovel or not shovel, maisat smutter. What about borrowing from a neighbor? So, even though there's a bialocha in the gate of Nei Chabura, it says, not nochayim. But again, come along the Mishabura, Magarvam, El Rav, the place can say, might be maybe have a right to go borrow. And again, says the Achron, the same reason, since you're not ruggle to borrow from your neighbors. Again, you have to know what the definition of ruggle is, but come down the gate to your neighbors, not ruggle to go borrow. For this reason, the Mice, there is no problem. So come down the gate to Achayim, it comes down three levels: Geril, Shavo, or not Shavo, Osir. A case of borrowing, or a case of dividing things up with Anna Geril, when it's Shavo, not the Mice, it's Mutter. Because that will not go into. Next case in Bnei Chaburo. Bnei Chaburo Gemara is very clear. The Maisa is Osir, Mishum Mido, Mishum Mishkol, Mishum Minyan, Loiva Peroim, and even during the week, says the Beis Hillel, it's Osir, Tazsuga Ribbis. What does it mean, Bnei Chaburo? So the way the Archa Shulchan explains, it means that everyone first eats from their own plate. However, they cook everything together, and then they come and they divide up in sections, in portions. What it sounds like is basically any communal setting of a kibbutz. Or a case where a bakar is here and they share one pot. Everyone, things get cooked together. It comes along over here. And when it comes to divide things up, people are tendencies to be makbid. Bnei Chaburo are makbid. Now, just an example, very simple. During the ration out things in the kibbutzim in the 1950s, people were very makbid. What to get? It seemed to be when food is very lax, and even sometimes food is not that lax. People are makbid. Bnei Chaburo is a kibbutz, a communist setting over here where we cook everything together and we divide things up. That's Bnei Chaburo. Now, the loch is Aide girl, very clear, it's also stomach the makbid over here. Now, again, very clear, the Gemara is also why can stop being measured. You got this, let me measure what I got. Mishkul, what I got. And again, I think it's understood very practically when it happened during the again, during Mulchama in the 1950s, or numerous places, when they start rationing things out, people are very medactic and makbid, cook things together when divide things up over here. Mice, that's also. Now the question is, what about a case without a girl? What's the loch in that case? We cook things together, we're not going to make a girl, we can divide things up. Is that going to be more to also? So the way how the Mishabrua brings down from Mong Avram, the loch is, it really depends. We're assuming without a girl, you're not makbid. If you know the Machbid, it's also even on Shabbos. That means you're in a kibbutz, people are Machbid, you cannot divide it even on Shabbos, you have to divide it up before Shabbos. That means the fact that he did a girl things are shavah, that shows you makbid. If the one's bigger than the other one, then also usually people are makbid. But here you want to divide things up when shavah, the lochid will be mutter only if you know they're not makbid. Otherwise, b'shas mechama, send the mishul, you have a problem over here.
Where is
the Mishra that says it's not there? No, like it. Like I said, Nechabur is also. Nechabur, it says, not only that, come on the Mishabur, the being down from Bialocha, being down from Maharvam, the what's Aloha being Mishtatev together, even eating together? So it brings down, if people are makbid, even to mishtatev together, also you cannot go do over here. Now that, even the bialoch brings down, even be meyachol, don't do that. You eat be meyachol, you come ruggle, to on Shabbos, eat together, you'll eat together, vayah, midah, mishkol, minyan. So it comes out, he says, two things are people are makbid. Maisi, even the anagoril, and even mishtatev, eat together, maisi should not go do over here. If so, can you do an act of she'ilo, can you borrow from your neighbor, when you have nechabur over here? I mean, we discussed the sugya of she'elo. We had a limit discuss why the olim is makel to say the lashon of she'elo. He said either mitzad people pay back right away, or mitzad they give back the chavis be'en, or mitzad people not able to write things down. But that's a person who really should be machbin and say, please give me, not the lashon of borrowing, but please give me something. That's the correct nosuch. The question over here is, by the case of nechabura, the lashon she'elo ma'is and mutter, says that bi'alocho, tezuchor asa, bi'alocho says ein enoch, it's incorrect. I mean, even though we know she'elo is mutter, and we said the Bialocho really should not go do that, the gate of Nechaburo. So come down, the gate of Nechaburo is more common than anything. Girl, poshut's usher. Even the out girl, depends if you're not makbid or you are makbid. If you're makbid, again, the foil of the Shas will come out, things are rationed out, the foil will be usher even on Shabbos, with even with the Mishtatif, with an out girl. If you're not makbid, it might still be motor. The Mishnah is Mamshach, and has a case over here of Matina Chaloshim al Kodshim Yontif Avaloy Amonis. Person do Chaloshim al Kodshim on Yontif Banana Monis. What does it mean Aloy Amonis? Says Rashi, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does it mean Avaloy Amonis? The big name of Yaakov Radio Bas Yaakov, Avaloy Amonis shall chol be Yontif. Not the Monis are chol on Yontif. That means first negate Aloch of Yontif. They have the same Aloch negate the Gurulus that the Mice are also the same three levels over here. Come along the Ramon Topkov Yudzain. Ramon writes, the lochs of girl and yontif the same thing like Shabbos. There is no difference. Go down the Maisa by the place, can yontif and Shabbos negate to girls, Maisa the same thing. Except now we have a Mishnah on a Sof over here, negate to yontif, loy al amonish shalchol be yontif. What do the words exactly mean? So come along the Magar Rom, he brings down two different shatim from the Rishonim. He brings down the Rashi and he brings down the Rambam. Rashi says over here, when it means shalchol, meaning the shalchotchim shal esmol. The case of kochim of yesterday, that means the person wants to make a girl, wants to make a lot, appears over here, negate to kochim of today is water. Negate to kochim of yesterday, the mice that's osir. That means the case of kochim, mitzvah, is only water when today's zman. Negate if the zman was yesterday, there's no heter of a mitzvah even on Shabbos, or even on Yontif. Atzal Hashani, they bring down the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, so the Magar Rom, the words of loy amonish shol meaning monish shol chulin, meaning chulin is osan yontif, but any mitzvah ma'is is motan yontif. That means what is the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam? Speaks out the Mishavur, the Magar Rom. Nafkamina is a case of a mitzvah that could have been done yesterday. According to Rashi, the ma'is is osir. According to Rambam, a mitzvah could have been done yesterday. Ma'is a mitzvah is motan yontif. That means the end of the day comes out a mitzvah that cannot be done before Shabbos, or before Yontif. The Maisa, according to Rashi, and the Rambam, the Maisa, it's Mutter. However, something could have done before Yontif, according to Rashi, comes down the Maisa, also on Yontif. What about Negate Shabbos? Then we came out Negate again, very clear, Negate Yontif, something that cannot be done before Yontif, the Maisa, it's Mutter. Something cannot be done before Shabbos, can you make a girl on Shabbos? So it says among Avram, he said, I bring a chloriah, it's also. Shabbos is worse than the case of Yontif. That means truly Yontif has a loch like Shabbos, but Shabbos would be worse than Yontif. Why the case of Lechem upon him? They cannot write up Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Ayin Ma'is the Zman is only in Shabbos. So we see over here, even though it's E-Esher and Erev Shabbos, Mokum Mitzvah, there is no head to the main case of a girl. The Chofetz Chaim, the Mishmur, and then the Sha'atzin says, even though I shlok up the right of the Mokarom, we call Mokum Dinay Emes. It's true. That means that those who want to argue the Mokarom, there's a Yaivitz or Shukla Teshidim want to argue the Mokarom, Ma'isin, the Mishmur, and the Nezir Sol, and the Torah, they go like the Mokarom, then the Mitzvah, the Ma'is is also on Shabbos, Agam E-Esher Esmol. Which then leads to what happens. Sometimes you come to Shul, two people want to say Kaddish, and the meaning of this place over here is that only one person says Kaddish. Come to Shul on Shabbos, two people want down for the Omid, and the meaning of this place is only one person down for the Omid. Two people cannot down for the Omid over here. The question is, what's the Eitzah? Says it's from the discuss to make a Goyal. Now the challenge is, how in the world can a person make a Goyal on Shabbos mitzvah the Sugya Mitzvah? We just said, the Mishmuroth among Avram says there is no heter but Mokka Mitzvah to make case of a girl over here. So the Kamal the Mokka Avram says, even though I asked her Shabbos to make a girl, how do you say that bring a chloride from the Sugya Yuma? That things are not tangible but Mokka Mitzvah is mutter. The Yom Kippurim, Mafisim, Misha Sheikhid, Misha Zarek. On Yom Kippur, they came along and decided who can do the Zvika, who can go do the Shechita. So you see things that you're not getting anything out of it, nothing physically tangible, I'm not getting cake out of it, I'm not getting lechem upon over here, lechem upon that's also. I'm getting nothing just to go do something, nothing tangible over here, that's the ma'aseh among them, that's mutter. Go to Amad Eli Rabba, Tejer Shabbos, and really, the ma'aseh go this way, Pim Godim, Shulchan HaTeshitim, Berei Heitim, Shai Tshuvam, Nei Torah, Shulchan Shloimer, Chai Odom, Tildov, Oid. Asad HaSheni, Kamu L'Mishne Brua, and the Ming's down, and Nezi Yisrael, Meshem the Shos Yaakov, Meshem the Sefer Chayim. Come on, Chavetz Chaim, Big Zam, the Nezi Yisrael, the name of these two Swam, that he wants to be fakfik upon this halach over here. He said, the only time we might say it's mutter is without katisim, only doing a betoich sefer. Now, when it means betoich sefer, I think there are two ways to understand what the Mishmur means betoich sefer, to make this girl over here. One is, let's say you have five people in front of you, and you want to count them, you open up a sefer, get to page 153, and you count over and over until you get number 153. That's one way of doing it. That's how they did it in Yumo. That's the case in the Mishnayos over there. Or second way over here is, you tell everyone to pick a number, then you open up a sefer, it says 153, and whoever got closer to that number, that's how they got to, that's who wins this case over here. But again, the case over here is Betrayal Sefer. I'm doing a case of Last Lamai says also. So, Echanam Makar Chaim has a Bayam, it's a Sugya B'Zayna Sefer. So El Mai means Sefer Chol. What do you do with a Svardim? Stir Yikes over here. Maybe Klish Machla El Isset, Zagum Mekoymoy. Maybe Chol means a case of Ashkenazi who's not Yerushimayim. Chol, that's what it comes out to be. Right? That's fine. They must have had, even those days, that's Ashkenazi but not Yerushimayim.
Is that Mokhtse?
So it's friends. So it's friends. What's safer? Klish Chol, right? Chol is Mokhtse. Why not?
It's
Sefer Chochmo. His wife. Mishpecha for his wife. Fine. Oh, that's another catch of the Chaim Kulgias over there. Fine. Different tools from the Shos Yaakov discusses over there. Yudiyahu discusses why Ein Shos B'Mikdash. When Maisa comes out, we have Mishmur moving down from these two Achoinim that the whole entire head is Om Tech Sefer. Make Maisa a girl is not Mutter. Come on, Achoinim, the Mefakfek very much on the Chavetz Chaim's Nazius role. At first, the Nazius role is a person, Godel, that he wrote a sefer after the Graz, seemed to be a Talmud of the Graz, before the Mishnah Berurah. I looked in the Bar Ilan, how many times the Nevi Yisrael is quoted? He's quoted 9 times by the Mishnah Berurah, and every single time coming to quote another sefer. He's never quoting him as Pesach, he's always quoting him to quote another sefer. We had a Simish Shalom Adalit, we had different times he quotes somebody else. I mean, he's not quoting him, only to what the other Swarm say. Sounds like he did not see the Sefer Chaim inside and the Shos Yaakov inside. So let's look up the Shos Yaakov inside. So look up the Shos Yaakov inside. First, the words are over there, B'toich, the Gersh L'Fanenu, is B'toich Sfach, Sam of Pei Chof. The Bailan switches it, doesn't make sense. He says B'toich Asafal, inside a basket. I saw another Sefer switches to B'toich Asafer. So first he starts off saying something B'toich Asach, Sfal, Asafer, not sure. And it's very clear, that's Shloi B'mokha Mitzvah. But for Mokka Mitzvah, everything in Maisa is Mutter. I mean, punkt what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. Chavetz Chaim is calling Nei Yisrael. Nei Yisrael says it. Look up Nei Yisrael, he does say it. They saw the quote of Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says, mitzvah, everything is mutter. Shloim baka mitzvah, then betoich seifa svach vasafel, then the mice said it's mutter. Parsha is a pel on the Chavetz Chaim. He didn't see it. And the mice said, see it, b'chaim, no. It's supposed to be a loch. It said, that's not the Shvus Yaakov. Aleph. Second, the second thing he quotes, the Sefer Chaim, again from the Nezi Yisrael. The mice look at the Sefer Chaim, that's from Shlomo Kluger. He, the mice, he's also nothing to do with Shvus Yaakov. He's coming to say, a petak mice also, kubiyal mice is mutter, Shvus Yaakov wants to answer, case of kubiyot. He said, why is it also here? Use a petak. He comes along for difference for it, mitzvah the sugi of shtorad yaitis. Nothing to do with the sugi of girl. Asking on shtorad yaitis. I don't jump on the shtorad yaitis, has one name, Shem Baalmo. Shem Baalmo, mice, we have Mishnah Berurah says, among the Romans says, Sim Shinchov, Kibbul, mice is mutter. The fact that the Shalom Kugel upon himself, I, Shem Baalmo, mice should be mutter. Says either because it's double, Shem Baalmo, Shem Yachtov, with the case of girl, or he makes up his own Zerah, Shem Yachtov. This far over here, Shem Yachtov. Mice in the Chodesh Chaim does not seem to see the things inside, and it comes out, most Achroinim and Mice go not like the Chodesh Chaim, says the Mice of Mokam Mitzvah is mutter. Have a go to Chavetz Chaim, only in Tarech HaSeif for the Maish is Mutter, made case of Kaddish over here. The other one is the Maish Machmer. Again, the Sefer Chaim himself sounds like quotes from Machmer. The Yashim and Shuvah, some odd reason, quotes the Sefer Chaim. Tarech Shabbat went this way. But most of all, the Maish seem to say, any girl of a Mokka Mitzvah that's not tangible, we have a Mokka Avram. Right? Maish, we have a case over here of Yom Kippurim. By the case of Shechita and Zrika, the Maish is Mutter. Now, in this case over here of doing things that are not tangible, the mice is mutter. The Shvus Yaakov himself, when he says it over, he says, Alocha is dafka is mutter when it's the tzorech hayoyim. Nibba the Shai Chuv over here, when he brings down the Shvus Yaakov, he says, this heter of doing it is dafka the tzorech hayoyim. Not tzorech hayoyim, the mice is also. Which then leads to a question in general. Everything we're discussing until now is that sometimes they have these pirches or these ovos abonim, these things on Shabbos afternoon, and they make these raffles over here. How in the world are they mounting these raffles on Shabbos afternoon? L'chura, you can't make a gargle. Where are they coming from?
Mitzvah.
Sorry?
Mitzvah
when it's not tangible. Lechem Ponim is osur. I don't think a raffle of osur Ponim is better than Lechem Ponim. You can argue.
You're giving out one thing.
So what?
It's like Meitel Tchila. Who should get this?
No, that's two things. Even, someone has to go first, he's second. So everyone's getting something, the same bag over here. Everyone's giving 10 bags of chips and 10 kids over here. Who gets a bag of chips first? That's a bialocho. But one thing, that's a girl. Who wins something over here?
If we're not going to kill
what? Sorry? It says also, it says small amount. Mokar from says.
Yeah.
Not sure you're referring to maybe.
That's the Shartin.
Right, but Din Dinemes, he says.
Yeah, Din Dinemes.
Right, he wants to argue this right, but Din Dinemes, at the end of the day. And Maisa, and it's tangible, Maisa is also on Shabbos. Din Dinemes. That doesn't argue, Maskin, but Din Dinemes. Mokabam says it. So, the Maisa comes out that some of the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosoi in his new prints, in Perek Tazayin, I'm not sure what he's discussing over here. He says, a person allowed to do a girl, Kamosh Mishiag Kaddish, Mishiag Latayo, now I'm not sure if he means who gets to say the pasuk, who goes first to say the pasuk over here. That's in the word prasim. That's in that word of, one word about prasim. But he says it's mutu avaloya de kartisim. Do kartisim avad is also. What if he's discussing over here? Negate the chizik amir stelim. Mice is mutu not through a case of kartisim. Not clear what akimta is. What's happening over here? Why he's mattering it for him? Not clear over here. Mice as far as I see, most for him. They say, out the mitzvah, that the heter, you don't, why? Because, like, the case lechem upon him is tangible. Instead of that, the idea over here, one safe, one to taino, what we do is, the madani yontif, the person wanted to give the kids a lend to them on Shabbos, and that Shabbos be makted to them. So they come along and says, the chor, then you have the Shvus Yaakov, not Tzarech Chayim over here, they're not getting it right now, they'll give it after Shabbos. Voi, they come along with from taino, mamish mekha memkar, you're mamish dealing over here, buying and selling over here, what happens to you mekha memkar? As far as I see, the Orchard Shabbos said there's no heter, Pesker Chuba says no heter. He wrote to a Berkowitz, what is the heter for doing it? And he wrote back, I'm not aware of a heter. I don't know the heter. Why it's mutter for? Don't know. I can't see Mechon Lushitachon try to say a heter, I'm not clear. It's coming from over here. Where is it coming from, the heter? Once you have the idea of making girls on Shabbos, let's take a step back. Is a person allowed to make a girl even during the week? What's your shayla? Shayla of an iser deraisa. We have psukim in Parshas Shoftim, negate the sugya superstition, negate the magic, negate to think to inza, and betzem it comes out to 10 different iserim. The pasuk says a person should not yimotzim b'chol mave bita ubenoi. Benoy ubitoy be'esh, one thing to get to esh. One a case of kaisem, ma'odin, menachesh, machashe. That's five things in one pasuk. Next pasuk says a choy v'chever shall oiv yedoy nivdoy shall amesim. Another four. Then Gemara says if everyone does any of these things, kitoyves Hashem, tom tia im Hashem lekecha. 10 different yisurim to get to these wuji wuji things. I don't like calling it. These things to get to what's going on in the different realm of the world, the black magic, whatever it is. You're either 9 plus 1, you're either the 9 things specifics, plus Tom Tia Masham Lakecho, otherwise you have a Baya. What does it mean, Tom Tia Masham Lakecho? Is that a separate issue per se? First, the Bahag says it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The point down the Rambam does not bring it down, says the Ramban is an Asay Ches. Why did the Rambam not bring it down? Before it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Go down to the Smag, the Rambam, you have an Issa Tom Tia Masham Lakecho. What is this? Chiyuv, the person should be complete and fully have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What says Eschaivus? Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yigimel Beis brings down the Biyosi. Biyosi says She'ein Sholem BeKaldayim. Person should not is a Kaldayim anything. Why? Tomam Tia Im Hashem Lekecha. Person cannot is Kaldayim anything. Otherwise, Oyev the Isa Tomam Tia. What does that mean? Says Tosfos by Osam Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Vavim Beis. Being on the first one shot, Chayzer B'Kachovim, Issing stargazers, astrologists, what to go do, the future, even the Isser. But he says Taishvus, the second thing, Gerulais. Making lots, even Isser Dereis, Tom Tia and Hashem Lekecho. Aloch Lemaisen Yerdei, Sim Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Aleph, Salt of the Mechaber, Ein Shonim Mechizim B'Kachovim, V'loi B'Gerulais. First, it cannot is the stargazers, astrologists, and not garrulous. Says Ramo, why? Mishum shenema tom tia im Hashem lekecho. That a person cannot make these lots, is his astrologist things, what to go do, you'll even iser. Not only that, says Achoinim, min chasidchot, potam le daka tshuva, even to go iske goy. So the question is, what's our sugya? Well, let's ask him a bunch of cases. Chaisa went into Eretz Yisrael, and they're mechalik Eretz Yisrael, through garrulous. The case of in the base of Mikdush, the main girlless, Pius, Kaddish, what to go do, says it all is from, Eitz, make a girl over here. On Shabbos, that's the question. Girl a grow. We have a sukkah over here on Shabbos, Shavu. We have a whole time sukkah about girl is mutter with his claw, more issue with his claw. Maisa, whatever happened, Tomatiyah, Mashav, Kechel. Poshu, Shiloh. So, two main mahalchim among the Achraim had to answer it. Obviously not simple enough. Kamino, one of Shlomo Kluger, he gets involved with our sugi. He says, how can you make it a case of Kaddish? I was the Isser of the sugi of Gerulis. Said Shlomo Kluger, it really depends what you're doing. To ask what to go do, that is no Isser. To ask about the future, astrology, girl, what's going to happen, a mazel b'Yisrael. Amunah matachim nakosh baruch hu. Tom matiyo, completely nakosh baruch hu. That's your bayah. Ask about the future of the problem. To know what to go do, divide up eight souls. Who does a Kaddish over here? Who gets this piece of cake? Now the mice is no problem. That's how Bi'oima goes, Kerem Shlomo goes, and therefore Tom Matia, the Sefer by Yaakov Hillel, or in English, Faith and Follies, wonderful Sefer over here, he gets involved, and that's his Ikim Mahalach. He wants Taino to know what to go do in business, to know what to go do in a Shidduch. That's his example over there. To know over here how to choose things, Meister, what to go do, two things in front of you, that Meister, in case it's more over here. Sada Sheni, the second Malach, the Tara Samayim, that's a safety that's before the Chofetz Chaim, what time of the Stei Chemed, what kind of person a Vada could ask about the future. But he cannot rely upon what they're saying. You can ask, this is what should happen, but things can change. Davin, you do your Shtadlis over here. Don't be betech upon what the thing is true over here. Divra wasn't true, and the Chelik Zayin says you can ask, but don't rely upon it. Rav Shtomach has a tshuva about this in Chelik Aleph. Kamal wants a taino, being a chloride that's mutter to go ask them, but cannot be makabel them. Since Halacha and Hilchos Sukkah, the Tovrei Samachtal, the Ram over there, it says, person wants to know what's going to happen to him who was Chaver during the year. Very simple, Lelo Shana Rabba, what you go do? You go stand in the tail of the Vayna, and go see, and look at your shade of the moon, what's happening to go to you, and then you know what's going to happen during the year. The more ends off, V'yaisa Toiv, V'yas Tomim, L'lachka Hasidus, it's better not to. Better not to. Sever Shtomuch, and this is brought down by the Shach and Kufa in Tess in Yodaya, says you have a right to, but it's better not to. Not Kedai, people start worrying about the future over here, you get overwhelmed by the moment, have Munna Metachna Kosh Baruch Hu. He says you have a right to ask about your future, not be slimmich upon it, and also it's not the correct thing to go do over here. Not the correct thing. So my story, we have two Mahalchim over here about the idea of girlish per se. Everyone agrees to choose what to go do now, my sister's mutter. To ask about the future is a machloikis. Someone taino, you're not allowed to, this mamash is ister, I saw. Other one taino, you can ask, but don't rely upon it, and still it's better not to. Two simple nafkaminas. One is a Sefer Chasidim, one time that can shoot over there in Kovai and Test of Cotton Gimel. He discusses about asking things in a dream. Asking things in a dream, all of us know, asking things in a dream over here. So he brings down the Gam Yimonea, a person should not go do it. So come on the Karen Shlomo, he asks asking the future. He says, Sefer Chasidim says, not to go do it. Or Shemach says, see, Sefer Chasidim says, you can't go do it, just better not to go do it. They both being on the same Makar. And it depends how you stand the words. Gam Yimonei, should not go do it. Should not do it because it's Osir. Not do it because not Kedai. But this maybe you can understand over here. But the case of the same Chasidim is a person wants to know in Shez Chaloyim what wife to go take or how to be Matzlich in his job. He says, not Kedai. To go ask what wife to go take in the Chaloyim is. But Moshe has a tshuva about a person who wants to test his wife in cooking. And he wants to know on a date, not his wife, he wants to know on a girl. The shalom was. Should he go test the girl on a date? She knows how to go cook. So Rav Moshe writes back to him, "Mitzad halacha, I was being mishdamish with an isha. It's not called mishdamish with an isha. That's a ma'isa avdos." However, he advises and says it's not kedai. We look for an isha. Very important how she looks over here. They get to the mishpacha, the yichs over here. Make sure she's shemadash, your shemaim over here. However, he says it's not to. First of all, he said the test, the ma'isa. You don't need it. It's not the point. Oid is not even go help. It's not going to help anything to test. Pasha means person knows exactly what to go make. Won't help anyway. And he ends over Tom Tiyim Hashem. Tom Tiyim Hashem. This is Mamash Sheim Chasidim. That's he said over here. What type of wife is you do? Your stylus, the standard ones over here. Of what? Your Shemaim over here. She's pleasing in the eyes over here. Kamishpacham, the Tavis over here. Do more than that. Tom Tiyim Hashem. So a second half coming is. There's something called Chochmas Partzufis. Chochmas Hayat. Partzuf. Can a person go to these people and ask them exactly what the future is when you look upon the hand, look upon your face? Back 30 years ago, I brought my father to Rav Meshi Zov, one of the big Baal Kabbalah, and he looked at my father's hand, and I started telling my father things about the past, about how many kids he had. He never met my father before. My father started turning white, then I sent him out of the room. I don't know what he started telling him privately over there. But actually, he started telling me things about the past. The past, the mice is fine.
Tell me, I'll have my own
mouth. See, things can change. See, it's fine. So about the past, what say do? But can you start asking the mice about the future? Can you go to these people and ask him, mice, what's going to happen? Is a mock going to go up over here to get the money? Or what's going to happen to my kids? What should go do with it over here? So Maisa, the Kerem Shleimer, who wants to answer asking about the future, he said he is on the Ashim, and says he is about the future is also. He can't also. Lawyer Snowson has a tshuva to Yaak Vilel, and Maisa wants to answer over here. Sada Shani, of Shtremach says, ask, 100% go ask. Just not be samich upon it. Don't rely upon it. Don't start doing things because he said this is going to happen to the market. Start putting all your money into this because you never know, things change. Don't know, maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe someone else stopped another way. You never know what's going to happen over here. Don't rely upon it. But he's Moisev, it's not Kedai. Again, Yesh Lavoya, we have a more tougher Samach Dal says, person should not look into the future, it's not worth it. But Maisev, what time it's worth over here? Of Yaak Vilel, he the Maisev, he has a problem. He comes along and says, Lochaz, you cannot ask about the future. Yet he has a list of Makaris over here. Be a Zoya, another Gedolah Swarm that says, person can ask about the future. Api chokma zayad parsof. Why is he end up sorchin upon himself? He's not cool over here. To come out nafkamina to ask about the future again is not kedai. The latter not really depends upon this question over here. Another thing this form discussed: can a person, let's say they're pregnant, they want to find out if it's a boy or girl? So Menashe Klein gets involved. You have a vayah, maybe Tom Tia Im Hashem. Moshe Maisa gets involved. Let's say a person has sick, taste sex, go find out. But you can point out, Pashtus is, you're not asking about the future. You're coming to Megala what he is right now over here. But let's say a person, let's say he knows the future. Someone told him he did not ask about it. You have a right to be choshish about it, to worry about it, to daven for it, to do something about it. So come on the goyim. Betzim Ramon in the Kovain Tesser Beis, the Ramon says not to be choker, but you have a right to be choshish. Mekodem was coming from Ramban, and the Goyim says, the Gemara on Shabbos on Kuftan Vovan Beis, the Gemara brings down the Maishas of Kiva, and this astrologist told, stargazer told him Kiva that his daughter is going to die the night of the Chasno. She the Maisha, she got married, the night of the Chasno, she took the pin, her brooch, and stuck it into the wall, wakes up in the morning and sees that there's a snake with a pin right through the head of the snake over here. The Kiva asked what happened, he says she gave stuck over there, and Kiva went to go darshan, stuck on top of Movis. That means he was choshish, the Gemara says, and he saw it's going to happen, and still what changed it was because of the mice giving stuck over here. So we have a right to be choshish. We don't ask. We certainly have a right to be choshish about it. The question is, does a person have a right to find out the weather? Mavar, the future, the weather. So first, I don't think most people believe it. No, the Gemara writes. Gemara writes he was choshish about. Gemara says two things. There are two ways. I'll read the Gemara. This is Ramban's raya and the Ritva and the Goyim's raya, and it sounds like the Gemara might say he was worried about it. He didn't do anything about it. Correct.
He didn't do anything about it.
Right. He didn't do, but he was choshish. And also, he says Dr. He says it was coming from. A mishmush to help it. Maisi have a right to worry about the weather. So come on the Shev Kosi, he has a shuv in the Chelet Beis, and the swarming down. As again, the Pashas is not to find out what's going to happen a year from now, the weather, but based upon Chochmah and Metzias, what is right now, what should happen based upon what is right now, and that's why they get things wrong, because that's what should happen, not everything goes exactly that way. That's not finding out the future, that's what's happening right now. Of course, not be a problem. Takush obi zaychabi tom tia imashem lekecho.